It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Yes, it's a fabulous Fab Four Fractious Friday in Bullhead City, Laughlin. I'm Larry Tuneforce on KNTR. Speak Out 2.0, your host today. And as always, the show is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon, and Day Spa in the Riverside Casino, and Legacy Rehabs and Care in Bullhead City. And as always, you can call in any questions that you might have for our guest, 702-298-1063. Turn off your radio and then listen for your answer on the radio. Then you're going to turn back up again. So it's Fab Four Friday, so every Friday we play the Fabulous Four. So, and they're Strawberry Field. My first guest today, it's Ladies' Day. We're squeezing three in here, back to back to back. We have Ashley Bennett, Parks and Recreation Supervisor for Bullhead City. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. How long have you been with the city?
A long time. Since I was 15, so about 18 years.
Wow. Yeah. You started at 15?
Yeah, I started at 15 years old working at the pool.
I was going to say, as a lifeguard?
Yep. Yeah.
And now look at you.
Yeah, now look at me, right?
Now she's a recreation supervisor. Yeah.
Best job ever.
Because you do all the events and stuff and bring in teams and... You guys bring in a lot of tournaments.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we have a goal every weekend. We want to have our fields in some type of use. So we're just pulling and pushing and getting people, and they absolutely love it.
When I had Dave in here, or Jeff, I don't remember which one of them, were saying that there's some weekends when you have more than one tournament.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have softball ones going on. They take up all the fields. Then we have soccer going on at the same time. It's just a lot of things going on at once. But we love it because we're bringing people to see our beautiful city.
Well, that and they're in our restaurants and they're in our hotels. And it's good for the economy, you know. And if their car breaks down, they're getting a new tire or you don't know. And so, or the kid, you know, the kid's got new clothes all the time, right? So,
exactly.
Especially when you travel.
You know,
you got to give them something when you travel. You got to give them something when you go somewhere. So what's going on at Parks and Recreation now? We're getting into the summer months. Next week's the 4th of July.
Next week we actually are hosting a 4th of July barbecue bash down at the Bullhead City Municipal Pool.
Okay.
So we've been doing this for many, many years, and it is just our opportunity to give to the community a free day for them to have a safe place.
Oh, cool.
Because we know our rivers are packed and whatnot. Oh, yeah. And so it gives them a spot.
Especially on the 4th of July.
Especially, yes. So it gives them a spot to come down and enjoy and have some fun festivities on 4th of July. So we have that going on July 4th from 1 to 5 p.m. down at the Bullhead City Pool.
Okay.
The first 180 people are free, and they get to participate in some really cool contests, raffle prizes, free food. So lots and lots of fun. Our staff down there put a lot of work into this. So.
And what time is that open?
1 to 5 p.m. So 1 p.m.
to 5.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, free food?
Yeah, free food. They get chips and hot dogs and waters and all kinds of, and goodie bags.
Free pool?
Free pool, yeah. They get in from that time frame completely free.
180, though.
180. It's our capacity at the pool.
You got to cut it off, huh?
Yeah, so get there early.
Wow, but that's a lot of people having a good time for free.
Yeah, and we, like I said, the staff down there, the pool staff, they put in a lot of work. So they really enjoy it, and they want to see everyone out there.
You have a new pool manager, right?
Yes, we have a new, actually, a new recreation supervisor, and she took over the pool. Her name is Kristen, and she is just Kristen Williams. She's absolutely phenomenal. Good. She's put a lot of work into it, and she's doing great.
Met her during the swim lessons because I had both my grandkids in swim lessons.
Yes.
And, of course, the Kiwanis Club pays for them, you know. And so I met her down there when we were handing out certificates.
Yeah.
And, but the pool, it was funny because the other day someone commented, I'm in charge of the Kiwanis Club Facebook page. And someone sent me a message and said, you know, you really need to add a second pool because someone got sick and the pool was closed. And then it was one day it was windy and it was closed and they don't get their lessons all the time. And it's really taxing on a parent to drive all the way down there. And then you find that out once you get there, the kids are disappointed. And so I said, well, okay, first of all, I agree with you. Second of all, it's not our pool. You know, we just pay for the lessons.
Yeah.
It's the city's pool. So I took the message and I sent it to Jeff and Dave. Mm-hmm. Dave immediately sent back an email that said, she's right, we need a second pool. I'm like, good
luck
with that.
So how are we going to do that, Larry?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm like, good luck with that, Dave. So, you know, just yesterday there was a chamber mixer down at Anderson Ford. And the conversation was coming up there about a second pool. And at one point in time when Carla Brady was over all that back in the day, there was big plans for like what Havasu has.
Yes, and I remember.
Yeah, and I was saying that would be such a compliment right now, right next door to the Anderson Event Center. That would be just, yeah. But
indoor would be fantastic.
Yeah, and Carla was saying then the price was in the millions.
Yeah.
So we don't have that kind of money.
No, I don't think any of us do.
No, we can
dream.
Yeah. So, okay, so that's the 4th of July, which is just next week. But then you've got your big bash coming up.
We do. We have our 2019 Splash Bash. And this is the third year we're going to be doing this.
Right.
And so it is just an opportunity for us to have one big last fun bash prior to the school year. So we do things like huge water slides.
We
have a bunch of water slides coming in. We actually got a company out from Flagstaff that's coming down.
Oh, wow.
And then we have our local Susie's.
Right.
They're going to be going ahead and bringing some water slides and a slip and slide. So we're excited about that. And then we do free pool day during that time as well.
Right.
So you get your free admission to the pool. We have the Kiwanis Splash Pad.
Yeah.
We have free food, free snow cones for the first 1,000 people.
1,000?
Yeah, for the most, in the years prior, we've had close to 2,000, 2,500 people come to this event. And I'm not saying that to, like, shy people away from coming.
Right.
We have, it's in an entire park, so come down. But it is a really, really fun event. It's spread out enough. We have water games going on. We have water guns and big buckets of water. We have a water balloon finale at the end.
Yeah.
So everybody gets to have this, like, big, fun fight.
I know. I was there the first year, and Jeff Tipton thought it would be fun to throw a water balloon at me, and I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, goodness.
You know, and all of a sudden Jeff Tipton nailed me. Then Steve D'Amico thought it would be fun to nail me too, you know, and all of a sudden I'm going, wow, I came down here and I'm soaking wet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and speaking of Steve, he's actually the one that came up with the idea. He kind of pitched it and presented it, and then myself and my rec team and Ed Catalfamo, when he was with us, we kind of took it on, and it's been growing ever since. And so we're really, really happy. It's a little different this year, though, as it was in last prior years.
How's
because
that?
We're actually doing it later. We're starting it at 3:30 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Rather than starting it at 1 in the dead of the heat. And we've changed it from a Sunday to a Saturday. So it's July 20th, which is a Saturday. It starts at 3:30 p.m.
All right.
And the reason for the late start is not only to kind of beat that heat, but we're also introducing a new element. We're doing a family movie night right after the event,
right there
on the softball fields.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So we have this huge screen. We're going to have a projection. And we did a Facebook vote on our Bullhead City Laughlin events page, and they got to choose from 4 different movies and vote, and the winner was Wreck-It Ralph, Ralph Breaks the Internet. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're going to showcase that on July 20th.
So
that starts about 8.
Bring their lounge chairs,
sit
out there in the grass, and watch the movie.
Yeah.
What a great time.
Yeah, so we're really excited. You know, we have lots of shade stations. We'll have sprinklers going on for them to cool down, and then once the movie starts, it'll be, you know, dark and ready to go. And we'll have free popcorn for them during that time.
And it's a Saturday night, so no school the next day.
So we're excited. We love this event. Everybody is supporting it, all of the businesses. You know, we have some sponsors.
Who's your sponsors? Let's give them a plug.
Yes, because we absolutely love our sponsors.
Right.
If it was not for our sponsors, for these businesses, these things would not happen.
Exactly.
So we are so very, very fortunate. We have Dot Foods. We have Valley View. We have Mojave Electric Cooperative. We have Goldberg and Osborne in Bullhead City. And then we have Battery and Bulbs. We have Pioneer Title Agency. Of course, Mojave Valley Daily News. They're awesome. The wonderful Colorado River Women's Council.
Yes.
Dr. White, he is awesome, too. His Valley Dental always helps us. El Palacios and Casa Serrano. And Anderson Ford. They have been a consistent help in everything that we do. And then we have Edgewater, Colorado Bell, Warm Sea. They've always been on board. Coca-Cola, Swire, Court Distributors, Frito-Lay, and Aquarius.
Wow.
So, and this is just the tip of it. I mean, Jackie Walker, who has been fantastic in all the helping of our sponsors and getting them on board. She is still working very hard at it. So,
well, she knows all those people.
Yeah, and she makes those connections. You know what I mean?
So, and this is the type of event that you want to get behind because, you know, there's going to be so many people there. And it's a great event, you know, and so they want to get in there and do their PR and sponsor this event because 1,000 people get free food.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we're going to have way more than that. And these sponsors, they're going to get blasted all over our Facebook page. They're going to get announced on radio. They're going to be all over the actual event itself. We have, you know, banners, A-frames all throughout the event thanking them. So it's really great PR for them. We also have an opportunity for vendors. So if someone in the business, you know, like paparazzi or, you know, some small business, anywhere to like a big business realty company wants to come out and promote, we have vendor spots available too. They just got to
call Jackie.
Got it.
Okay. So if you want to participate as a vendor, call Jackie 763-9400 and ask for Jackie Walker.
She'll fix
them up. Now, what about Farmer's Market? That's coming up not too long, right?
Yes. Our girls, goodness, Bonnie and Vinette just work their...
They love it.
Yeah, they work so very hard. They are dedicated to this. They have built it from, you know, where it started with a couple vendors all the way to, they have a waiting list now. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, they are fantastic.
That's a good place to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they are actually kicking off their season October 5th.
Oh, wow.
Down at Community Park, as always, from 9 to 1. And they are always looking for, you know, vendors, new people, new things.
Right.
So if there's any information that people are looking for, they can contact Bonnie at 928-219-233. Or you can email.
Okay.
And email is bhcfarmersmarket@gmail.com. So,
oh, simple. Okay.
Yeah, very, and check out their webpage. It's bullheadcityfarmersmarket.com.
Okay.
And it has everything on there, all the future dates, all the info, how to become a vendor, all the rules. It's awesome.
You're a wealth of information here.
I know. Sometimes I wonder.
And you're going 100 miles an hour. Well, thank you for coming in.
Yes, thank you so much.
Well, and if you got any questions on any of this, you can call Ashley at Bullhead City 763-9400 and ask for Ashley Bennett.
Yes, and I'm always there. Get a hold of me.
Yeah, you might have to leave a message. She might be on the phone talking to somebody else or, or booking an event, but she will call you back, and that's guaranteed. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry. I really appreciate it.
And we appreciate it, too.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
Hmm. What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loan. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
Meet Sarah.
Like my new eyeglasses?
I do. And how much did you just save on those frames?
Sarah saves money with the Co-op Connections Card Healthy Savings Program.
My card made them half off. Save 30% at the dentist, too.
The Co-op Connections Card helps you save on vision, dental, hearing care, and more.
I've really got to get one of those cards.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Sarah and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. Homeowners that see them call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk?
And it is Fab Four Friday. What's that say? Oh, yeah, you can mention that. It is Fab Four Friday, and this is Speak Out 2.0. And we wrapped up with Ashley there. And, of course, I need to mention our sponsors. We're brought to you by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Gene Jeffries Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Casino, and Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City. And now, I told you this is our day of ladies. Our next lady is in here, Jackie Maceo. Hello.
That's the nicest thing I've been called all day.
A lady?
Yeah.
Oh, or Jackie.
Oh, my gosh.
And you brought your friend with you.
Yeah, there's Grace.
Yep. Grace.
Hi, Grace.
She brought the dog in, you know.
Always.
Yeah, I know.
She goes everywhere.
You and Kathy Stubblefield, everywhere you go, you got to have a dog.
Well, she's wearing red, white, and blue.
I see that. Just in time for the fireworks.
Yeah, we have a lot to announce, don't we, Grace?
And your badge says chamber, but today you're switching your hat for LTC?
Correct, because okay. I am
contract. Which is Laughlin Tourism
Commission.
Commission.
I'm contracted by Laughlin Tourism Commission to manage their events. And my first event for Laughlin Tourism Commission is Rockets Over the River.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. What a way to be busted out in the first event for Laughlin Tourism.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean.
You know what, Larry? Look into my eyes, and you will know what I'm feeling when I say, when I put out the word that I needed help from everyone that's ever worked this event, please come to my office. We set a time and a date, and the people came out of the woodwork.
Well, good.
Anybody and everybody that's ever had anything to do with this Rockets Over the River fireworks show.
See how easy it is to manage?
Came to me, sat around a table and said, this is what you have to do. This is what we will do. You don't have to worry about this, but you have to call this person about this. And the city of Bullhead City. Oh, my gosh. They even do street sweeping.
Yeah.
The Bullhead City Fire, Bullhead City Police Department, Bureau of Reclamation at Davis and at Hoover.
Right.
Nevada Department of Wildlife, Metropolitan Police Department, State Parks, ADOT, Quail Construction, Manpower, the Laughlin Entertainment Center staff, River Passage Water Taxis.
Okay.
Murphy Broadcasting is doing the whole simulcast choreographed to the fireworks on 104.9 KISS
Perfect.
FM. And J&M Wrought Iron, who helped me with staffing, putting up the Fallout Zone restrictive fence.
Okay. Fallout Zone. It's got a special name for it, huh?
It is just amazing how much I've learned in permitting and in licensing and that kind of stuff. And the fact that, you know, fireworks are a weapon of mass destruction.
Yeah, well, then they burn very hot.
So, for me, I had to make sure that I kept that area secure when they weren't working and made sure that the staff, the pyrotechnicians have places to sleep and they have food to eat.
Oh, yeah. And the fences are all up, and there's an 18-wheeler sitting in there right now.
And they're staging.
They've already got some of the staging up where they're going to set them off from. So we're just a little over 24 hours away from...
Yes, and River Passage Water Taxis, Nathan and Charlotte Michaels, they give me four taxis and four captains, and I take out first responders and veterans. So I'm taking out 80 on Saturday and 80 on 4th of July.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah.
Your dog's not liking people walking by the door.
So that they can go out into the middle of the water and celebrate with us.
Fantastic. Well, you know what my family has always done? We've always gone down to Dawn's Furniture and sat in the parking lot, set up our lounge chairs. I always call Donna and say, we're going to use your parking lot. Yeah, she don't care. But she sold the building this year. It doesn't belong to her anymore. And the parking lot's fenced off. Yes.
You have to go sit in the post office.
Well, actually, I'm going to be in Sedona.
How rude.
But not tomorrow night. Tomorrow night I'll be here.
Okay. So just remember, we decided, Laughlin Tourism decided they were going to spread the two shows apart so that families in our feeder markets could pick one or two of the two weekends.
And that's great because... You know, all of our locals will go to both, you know. And so you get two fireworks shows on tomorrow night and on the 4th of July. But now, who pays for all that?
So, I'm glad you asked. It really is a fun thing that you asked.
Yeah.
Resort taxes that you pay, bed taxes that you pay at your hotels or resorts, they go to Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority,
okay.
LVCVA. LVCVA then has money to promote or sell rural markets like ours to increase tourism. Well, when we want something, we go to their arm, which is called Las Vegas Events, and we say, we want to do something. This is how much it's going to cost. Will you give us the money from a grant for that?
Right.
So we write an application, what it does, what kind of people it brings. Remind you, over the next 2 weeks, these two shows, we will see over 44,000 spectators.
Yeah.
So we go to LVE, they give us the grant, it comes back, I schedule everything, make sure that everything's compliant, and then we have rockets over the river.
Wow.
Now, anything that we have to spend that's over the grant comes out of the resort's pockets.
Oh, okay. So they share in the cost of that?
Yes.
Yeah.
They are the presenting and sponsoring entity.
You know, back in the day, for many, many years, the fire department did the fireworks. And they would stand out on Hancock and 95 with a boot, you know, and beg for people to give them change for fireworks. And Joe Anderson was our pyrotechnician. And we would set them off across the river in Laughlin from Community Park. So all the families could hang out at Community Park and watch the fireworks. And we had some ground aerial displays. And we used to have to go over the day before and burn off all the brush and everything and prepare it. And in those days, we're talking in the 80s, in the early 80s, I went to John Fulton, who was the general manager of the old Colorado Bell when it was the same size as the Regency. Mm-hmm. And I said, John, you know, Why don't we get the casinos to all pitch in a little bit, and we'd have a great big show? And he said to me, you want the casinos to pay to send people out of the casinos? And I go, just for a little while to watch a fireworks show, you know. But in those days, that was kind of detrimental to the industry of gaming to send people outside.
But now what we're doing is we call in our players who like to come here for these kind of events.
Right.
We are sold out both weekends, by the way.
Wow.
And we will explode or detonate over 3,400 cannons.
Really?
Yes.
Over the 2 days?
Yes.
3,400 cannons?
Yes. And all the properties that support the Laughlin Tourism Commission are the Aquarius, Edgewater, Colorado Bell,
right.
The Pioneer, Laughlin River Lodge, Harrah's, and Tropicana.
Right.
The Riverside Resort, they are supportive. They give us the land to detonate on, but they're not a member of LTC this year.
Oh, okay.
So maybe next year. But they are very accommodating by letting us use their dock to load the veterans and also by allowing us to use Mr. Laughlin's Arizona lot.
Oh, good.
For detonation, yes.
Good.
They're great partners.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. So even if they don't pay, they still help out.
They always do.
I know.
So fireworks tomorrow, 9:30 anywhere along the river, Riverwalk, on both sides of the river. And then Thursday, 4th of July, 9:30, tune in to 104.9 or find the URL link on our Facebook page. And it goes straight to your computers.
Okay.
And you can bring it up that way, too.
And you can also watch all along the parkway. Oh. You know, there's so many places to watch.
There is.
You know, Dot Foods parking lot will probably just be full. You know, it's a good thing they're a sponsor. You know, I mean, their parking lot will just be jam-packed.
On behalf of the Laughlin Tourism Commission, we hope that everyone enjoys the display. We've worked really hard to do it. And happy Independence Day to everyone.
Thank you, Jackie.
You're so welcome.
Appreciate
Thank you
coming in.
Okay.
And
Gracie.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loan. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color, pick your interior, then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
Summer is here. Hydration is important for every day. And hi, this is Herb from Herb's Herbs. With proper hydration, you will prevent many illnesses during warmer months. You can prevent heat stroke and exhaustion by hydrating your body. Herb's Herbs has a full line of hydration products and electrolytes. Also, we carry a large line of sports products. For your skin, to protect it, we carry Badger sunscreen. See you at Herb's Herbs, Main Street.
The latest edition of Talkers Magazine is out, and it's no surprise that KNTR Talk 106.3 dominates. KNTR Talk's own Sean Hannity is ranked the number one talk show host for the second consecutive year. KNTR Talk's Dave Ramsey is number three. Mark Levin is rated fourth, and Brian Kilmeade came in at number seven. KNTR Talk 106.3 has four of Talk Magazine's top 10 heavy talkers. KNTR Talk's Dana Lash comes in at 17, Jimbo Hannon at 19, Doug Steffen at 24, and Dennis Prager ranks 33rd. All in all, KNTR Talk 106.3 has eight of this year's top 33 talkers. With an estimated combined 65 million weekly nationwide listeners, KNTR Talk 106.3 leads the way in talk radio. With these numbers, there's just a couple of questions. What's on your radios? And if you're in business, where are you spending your advertising dollars? KNTR Talk is a Radio Central station and can be heard throughout the tri-state on one frequency, 106.3 FM, and on KJJJ HD2 102.3.
And we are back. Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuenfors, your host. The show is brought to you by Mojave Shred. If you have documentation that you need securely, properly taken care of, like employee information or customer information, you have to take care of that the right way, and including storage and destruction. And you call Randy at Mojave Shred, and he can tell you all about it, how to take care of it. Also brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, where they got the great breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And just had dinner there the other night with our Kiwanis Club. And always fantastic food, plus pies and muffins and cookies and brownies and everything. You know, check out Perkins. Mojave Electric Cooperative is a sponsor, and if you like to save money, you want to go by and pick up your co-op connection card, it's at their office on Hancock Road. It just helps you save money. That's all it does. Anywhere you go around town, you just show that card, and might 5%, 10%, something off, you know, doctor visit, prescriptions, furniture, cars, you name it. Barron's Pest Solutions, where if you happen to have bugs, spiders, or scorpions, or termites, or bees, and you would like not to have them, you call Barron's, and they'll come take care of them. Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive any car in the lot, and you can order a brand new Hyundai for under $20,000, and check them out in Kingman. Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa. That's in the Riverside Casino. If you need a haircut, a coloring, a tint, a pedicure, body wax, maybe your eyebrows are too big or something, you know, stop into Gene Jeffrey inside the Riverside on the second floor. Legacy Rehab and Care Center on Silver Creek Road, where they have physical therapists, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and, of course, a skilled nursing facility. Those are our sponsors. And I told you we're going to have three ladies today. I lied. We have four, because as Jackie went out, two came in. We have Jessica Terry from Anderson Ford, and we have Tina from the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce. Hi.
Hello.
How is everybody?
Great.
Great. Hey, I threw you under the bus the other day. Did you get hit?
No. Unfortunately,
I was in a meeting, and we were talking about making a card to advertise an event, and I said, oh, I know just who can do that. And so did you get a call from Jasmine?
I have not yet. No, oh. But John does that to me often.
Oh, okay.
Part of my job description, though.
Jasmine will be calling. And when I told her, Tina, she's is her last name Peyton? I said, yeah. She goes, oh, I know her. We went to school together. So Jasmine will be calling you for artwork for a flyer.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I know you do all that good stuff. So,
I do.
But now we're here to talk about coming up in like 2 weeks,
yeah.
A week and a half,
yeah.
Right?
A week and a half.
How long have you been working on this, Jessica?
About 3 weeks now?
Yeah, because it was about 3 weeks ago when you called me, mm-hmm. And we sat there and scratched out a whole bunch of names for this event.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I went home and told my wife, I said, yeah, we were trying to come up with a name for this event. And I said, all I came up with was Family Fun Festival, and she wasn't sure about that. And then it had some other names. And then like an hour later, all of a sudden on my Facebook pops up this event, Family Fun Festival. And I went, well, I guess we figured out what name we're going with it.
It works good.
Yeah.
And it flows.
Well, because it's all about the family.
You're right. It is. And I'm so excited for this event.
Yeah, you should be. All the work you've put into it.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen that day at the Anderson, not the car lot, but the Anderson Auto Group Field House?
Right. Well, it is on July 10th from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. We will have many, many, many things for the kids to enjoy and have fun, play, wear them out, so they should go to bed for you just fine that night.
And you're going to have food there.
Right. The vendors are going to, or no, sorry, the concessions are going to be open.
Right.
And there's also going to be a room full of a bunch of vendors, a lot of smaller businesses that, you know, moms and dads that work from home, you know, they have a chance, you know, to get in on the fun as well.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. So this whole thing is supposed to be for the kids to go down on the field and have fun.
Right. There's a lot of kids that haven't seen it yet. My own children haven't even seen it yet.
They haven't?
Like, Mom, when can we go? I'm like, well, you're going to go.
The 10th. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And now there's a little cost. It's $5 for an adult and a kid.
Right.
And that's just the insurance covers it and all that good stuff.
Right. But that also includes a wristband, and the child gets a free T-shirt. It's going to say, I love Anderson Auto Group on it.
Of course.
And all of our amazing sponsors on the back, as well as a goodie bag full of tons of Anderson stuff. And we just bought beach balls.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, yesterday, John from the Chamber was here, and he was talking about this event because he said that the Chamber's a sponsor of it.
They are.
Who are some of the other sponsors?
I have Living Waters.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we have to mention that, too, because that's we want John to get fed this weekend.
Right.
Yes.
Well, she might hurt me, too. Culver's has donated two amazing baskets. Edward Jones also got a basket for us. I actually have Susie's Bounce Houses that gave us a great deal, and they're bringing out a surprise blow-up thing. I can't say
what
it is because it's a big surprise, but they're bringing it out for the kids to try out. Yes.
Okay.
Colorado River Pediatrics is also going to do human foosball.
Oh,
which,
wow.
Kind of curious to see how that turns out.
Human fuseball. That's what, like when you get inside one of those things and it rolls around?
Yeah, I think.
Oh.
Haven't done it yet. I don't know.
Okay.
We have tons of other sponsors around the community. We have Max Cash Loans. Kid Little Smiles is also going to have a little game booth. And they're actually giving away free electric toothbrushes.
Oh, wow.
Kids. Yeah, so pretty awesome.
I hope they're battery operated.
They are.
You said electric, and I think, oh.
Well, okay, sorry, battery operated.
There we go, okay.
All right. My kids aren't that special. They don't get that. Yeah, Horizon Community Bank, Chili's, IHOP. The community has helped so much bring this event to life, and I for one, am just so excited.
I'll bet. Because this is your job at Anderson, is community relations, right?
Right, right.
And you're bringing the whole community together here.
I am, and it's great. And it's, you know what, and everybody's happy to do it.
And it's going to be like 110 next week. Mm-hmm. And
the
inside,
field house,
it's like 78.
The thermostat set at 78. Can you get that out? But yeah.
78 degrees indoors, that mm-hmm. whole great big room. And so get out of the heat and the sun and whenever you can go. 2 o'clock till what?
Till 8 p.m.
Till 8 p.m. All right. That's a long, long day. What are some of the events besides the bounce houses that you're going to have?
We will have sack races, you know, the potato sack races.
Oh, yeah?
Sack races, three-legged races, bucket pong.
What's a three-legged race? How do you have a three-legged race?
You get you and a friend, and you tie a leg together. So instead of four legs between the two of you, you have three. And you got to try to work together and make it to the finish line. So, and what else we got going on? We have a little petting zoo coming in.
Oh, yeah?
A couple of smaller reptiles. I'm staying clear of that, but
I don't reptiles, huh?
Yeah, no, Jessica doesn't do
your
anything.
Kids will go over there though.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it.
Oh, we'll see the snakes.
You have fun. I'll see you over here.
Mm-hmm. I bring binoculars so I can watch you from here.
Yes, exactly. We got human, you know, the human foosball. We have nine square.
Wow.
Yeah, and of course the Anderson. The cornhole boards that everybody just
uses. Oh, yes, yes, yep. You've got a whole book there on this thing, don't you?
I do. Very organized.
She's very organized. Everything she does, she documents it.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
Yep.
So, because you're going to need it all next year. And that day, you're going to have to walk around with a clipboard and go, I'm going to change this next year. Okay, I'll fix this. I need more of that. I need less of this. Yeah.
No, I was just going to use this for if my kids came to bug me. I just bought them on the
head. There you go. That'll work. That'll work. Yeah,
but yeah, I'm super excited. I can't say it enough.
I'm sure. So it's $5 for an adult and a kid. Mm-hmm. It's on the 10th, mm-hmm. and there's food in there for sale, and all the events on the floor are free, right?
Yes, all the events are free. Oh, and we have a face painter and a tattoo person and a airbrusher coming out.
Fake tattoos.
Yeah.
Stick on.
No,
yeah.
No, they're real. They're real for sure. And we're also going to have DJ Loki there too.
Oh, DJ Loki.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah.
She's fun.
She's all over town.
I know. She is so busy. I heard her on the radio saying that she literally has three back-to-back things, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure one of those are our events.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
God. But you know what? She has an addictive personality. Like,
yeah.
She's great. So.
She came out and played for my Kiwanis Kids Expo 1 year, and she just donates her time all the time.
The kids love her so much.
Yeah.
It's so funny. She has them out there like doing the whip and the nay-nay and stuff. I know.
And she goes,
Should we please do that?
Yeah.
And she goes to the trunk or treat, you know, plays music at the trunk or treat and plays all the Halloween music for the noon Kiwanis Club. And, yeah, it's all good. So they're writing down notes here to each other here. And so we're just about 10, 12 days away.
We are, and we have a big, big surprise. I almost forgot. Come 5 p.m. that evening, we are going to have a dance-off between two very, very unique and special people. We wouldn't consider them people.
They're not really people. They're characters.
Characters.
Yes.
Characters.
Dance-off between two characters.
Well, one's a thing and one's a character.
We can have Yogi Bear.
One's an item.
One's an item, yes.
An item.
One's an item and one's...
Yogi Bear against a computer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think the computer would win, though. No offense.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, I don't think the kids nowadays know about the Yogi Bear.
Oh,
do
maybe
they?
Not.
I don't think
SpongeBob.
Yeah.
I was going back to my cartoons.
Right.
Yeah. So SpongeBob and a computer, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
So I also want to mention that the parents do get a raffle ticket whenever they do enter. I got to make it a little fun for them.
Okay.
And we have awesome, as the baskets I was mentioning earlier, the parents do get a raffle ticket to win those awesome prizes that
Set
off every hour.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, it sounds like a great event. It sounds like a lot of fun. And, everybody should come.
you know what? We're estimated to bring probably about 3,000 people in there.
Wow. Somebody can be at the door with a counter clicker?
Yes, literally.
Is that your job?
No, it's not my job. My job is a little bit different. I'm going to be emceeing the event, actually.
Oh, are you?
I am. Wow. I'm so excited. You won't hear me be so quiet that day.
Oh, you'll be nice and loud?
Yes. I'm always pretty nice and loud.
Hi, I'm Tina with the Laughlin Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to the event. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, between her and Loki, we're set.
Yeah. Should be exciting.
We are.
Ladies in charge.
Yeah. Always. That's how we like it. John lets us do it sometimes, you know.
Sometimes. Yesterday, John was on the show, and we was talking about something about you needed a Mustang.
Yes, I do. Yeah. She took me over there when we were doing a Facebook Live, and she's like, come sit in this Mustang. It's the nicest one on the lot. I'm like, oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah, and she's addicted.
I told him I stopped watching that when you were sitting on the back of the truck. I didn't watch the rest of it, I guess. I should have followed you all the way. I had things to do, you know, and I should have followed you all the way to the Mustang, I guess.
Yeah, it was nice. It was all like bubblegum blue. I was like, oh,
now,
bubblegum.
Now, Jessica, I have a note here. You got something going on tomorrow?
I do.
What's going on tomorrow?
I'm getting married.
You're getting married?
I am. I'm so excited. I guess I was smiling.
And you actually showed up at work today. You've got your gown and everything ready. You don't have to...
I have so much to do. But you know what, Larry? I mean, put you before everything.
Oh! No, you put our listeners before.
You're right. Everybody knows that. I put the whole town before me.
I know. So where's the big wedding?
It's going to be at Lake Mojave.
At Lake Mojave?
Yes.
How nice up there.
I'm so excited. And then we're going to go eat some good old Mojave Steakhouse.
Oh, good. Okay. Mm-hmm. What time is all this tomorrow?
Sunset, 7:30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So right as everybody's leaving, it's all peace and quiet.
You hope.
Fingers are crossed. Yeah. Toes are crossed.
You better go over up there today and block off a big part of that beach.
Don't give my secret away, Larry.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. Go up there and throw down a bunch of easy ups and spread them out. And
caution tape.
Yep.
Crime scene.
Yeah, crime scene tape. There you go. Nobody will go near it.
Yeah, so as of tomorrow, 8 o'clock, it's Jessica McGuire.
Jessica McGuire. Mm-hmm. Good.
I'm ready.
Have you got new business cards being printed already?
I do. Totally Awesome Printing has totally hooked me up. Yes.
That's good. That's
Emails
good.
Already changed. I'm like... over ready, okay.
Okay, good. You're really prepared, aren't you?
I didn't wear my McGuire name tag today, but...
You're a type A personality, huh?
Yeah. She sent me an email yesterday, and I was like, who's Jessica McGuire? I'm like, who is this lady emailing me? I went to go look for our conversations, and I couldn't find Terry, and I was like, oh my gosh, my computer deleted it all, and I'm like, oh my Lanta, I'm so silly.
Too
funny. And she's with me every single day, almost.
I am. We talk every second of the day. Like, we FaceTime, we video chat, all everything that you could possibly do, but this is a big event, and she has her being the sole host. I mean, she has so much happening that she has to do, and I'm just happy that the Chamber could be a part of this and be a sponsor. And she, you know, she listed a lot of other sponsors with us, and everything's going well, and we're so excited to have it at the Anderson Fieldhouse. And one thing I did want to bring up is we're still looking for sponsors, and if that's something you're interested in, you can get a hold of Jessica, or you can get a hold of me, and we'll get you taken care of and, you know, coincide and get something going for you.
Yeah, and you can sponsor, you know, or just a gift for the raffle.
Yeah, exactly, right? And that's pretty much all we've been asking. Living Waters has been amazing and has donated above and beyond for us.
Good.
But we are just hoping to have community-based, you know, people donate and be a part and have their logo on the back of the kids' T-shirts so they get recognition, and it's kind of a win-win for everybody.
When do you have to have all that in so you have all the logos on the shirts?
By Tuesday at 8 a.m.
Tuesday at 8? Okay, so you're running out of time.
I am.
Yeah. So
I figured I have an extra 7 seconds in the day. Let's plan a big event before my life.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
But you know what? Wow. Totally Awesome Printing is also doing our shirts for the event. So they just said, we only need this much, you know, time, and we will hook it up for you. So
yeah.
Okay. I am ready. They're printing out a ton of shirts for the kids. And
good.
Yeah. We're ready. Okay. Are you ready, Larry?
I'm ready.
I know you'll be there, huh?
I'll be there, yeah. I'll bring my grandkids.
Of course.
Yeah, they'll love it.
I think we should put Larry in the bungee run.
The bungee run?
Him and John. Yes. Yes, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, there will be a runoff.
Yeah. I can't run because I got a fake knee, but against John, I can run.
You can crawl.
Yeah,
you can
against crawl John, it yeah. won't be a problem.
Yeah, definitely.
Walk fast, it won't even be a problem.
So, John Pineker, I hope you heard that. It is going to be a bungee runoff.
Yes, John and I will do that. We can handle that.
Done. Settled. Okay. Hang on. I got to write that down.
Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I hope you come in and promote it.
Absolutely.
And I was just expecting Jessica, and then she brings Tina, and it's a great Friday.
You know what? It can't be a one-man show.
I know. So
thank you, Larry, so much for having
great weekend.
Us.
Thank you.
Bye.
Come on, boy. Ready?
Meet Tom.
There you go, Rufus. Bring it back now.
Tom saves money on everything Rufus loves by using his Co-op Connections card.
Oh, now that's a good boy. You want another treat?
Saving money on your pets is easy with Co-op Connections. Get discounts on veterinary visits, toys, grooming, and prescriptions.
Come on, boy. Bring it home now.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Tom and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
As our weather gets warmer, the bugs in our tri-state area want inside your home and business. Barron Pest Solutions can assist with a barrier inside your home or business and outside. Keep the bugs, pests, and creatures outside. Keep your home and business bug-free today. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. With over 50 years experience, they are the experts keeping your home or business bug-free. Quick, easy, and thorough. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Classic car owners trust their collectible vehicles to David Miner and his team of professionals at the Upholstery Shop in Bullhead City. Your boat will look and feel like new when you have it reupholstered at the Upholstery Shop. If your jet ski has a tattered seat, get it over to the Upholstery Shop. Just imagine new cushions on that patio furniture. David Miner only uses American-made Sunbrella, ensuring the longevity of your outdoor furniture. After all, living here, we practically live outside. Remember to drop it off at the Upholstery Shop, Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr., Bullhead City.
Anything Medical maintains that products and solutions should be tailored to fit your lifestyle with only the right equipment in your daily life. Anything Medical is giving 15% off scooters and lift chairs. Oxygo Portable Concentrator was $2,900, now $2,499. Additional battery was $625, now only $400. Atrix Lenco Sandals on sale for $39.95. Don't put your health needs off any longer. Anything Medical is the affordable solution you can depend on. Located at 2350 Miracle Mile in the Riverview Mall.
Banking has never been easier for Horizon Community Bank customers. It's the Horizon Community Bank mobile app, free of charge in the App Store on your mobile device. So easy to use. Check your balances, view transactions, deposit a check, pay bills, transfer funds, or locate an ATM no matter where you are. Fast, secure, and convenient. The Horizon Community Bank app. Visit your local Horizon Community Bank for more information about mobile banking in Havasu, Fort Mojave, Parker, and Portside. Member FDIC, Horizon Community Bank.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0. I'm Larry Tuenforce, your host. The show every day is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Casino, and Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City. It's now time for our community calendar, and most of this information is on our Facebook page for Speak Out 2.0. And if you have something you would like to get on here, all you need to do is send it to me, tuneforce@gmail.com. We do our best to cover everything in our community. And we want to start off by reminding you about Don't Wreck Your Weekend. Now, this is a program put together by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, the Bullhead City Fire Department, the Bullhead City Police Department, and the City of Bullhead City. Three things to remember. Stay right, no brakes, and keep your distance. But the police department has now gone one step further. They have posted in all the businesses that rent jet skis, a notice of violations will cost you. If you get a ticket for not wearing a life jacket, that's $175. If you get a ticket for an unattached lanyard, that means for your jet ski, you don't have it attached to the off switch, that's $175. If you get a ticket for reckless operation of your watercraft, that's $345. If you get a ticket for excessive wake, in other words, you're in a no-wake zone and you're making a wake, that's $215. If you get a ticket for not following the navigation rules, that's $220. And you could end up going to jail. You could end up, under operating a watercraft under the influence of alcohol, that's a $3,150 ticket and jail time. So if you're going to rent a watercraft this weekend, make sure you watch the video that they supply, all these rental agencies, and make sure you do it safely, okay? These are only there because when you do those things, somebody's going to get hurt, all right? Okay, what else is happening? Tomorrow in Kingman, we have the farmer's market from 8 until noon. You have any questions, call Tom, 928-542-6059. And then Rockets Over the River, we already talked about that today, 9:30 tomorrow night. On Sunday in Topak, the VFW has a free movie, Grease. If you want to go see the movie Grease for free, from 6 to 9. And if you have any questions, call the VFW in Topak, 788-8100. Coming up on the July 4th, Wednesday, we have the 28th annual Sidewalk Egg Fry, and that's at the North Oatman at the Sidewalk, and it starts at 4 p.m. You have any questions, call Fred Eck. We had him on here earlier in the week, 928-514-8595. If you just want to do it, you can just kind of show up in Oatman that day at the north end of Oatman. But you can really give Fred a call, and he can tell you all the parameters. Again, on the 4th of July, we have Rockets Over the River at 9:30 at night. Don't forget about that. The Farmer's Market, again, next Saturday. Don't forget about our kids' lessons for swimming. You can sign up. The next sign-up is on July 5th. So that is next week. Okay, that's the last session from July 8th to July 18th. So any questions, call City Hall, 763-9400. And that's the way that goes. We've already mentioned there is a chronic disease self-management program at the Bullhead City Library. This is on the 10th, and that's from 1:30 until 4 o'clock. And you call WACOG to get information on that, and it's 928-377-4961. All right. And we mentioned the Family Fun Festival on the 10th. Homestead Stage Company stores are having stories in the... Or let me get this right here. Homestead Stage Company is having stories in the stars at the Laughlin Library on the 11th. And that's from 11 till noon. And so I'm thinking it's 11 to noon. Call the library to make sure, 702-507-4060. That's going to can it for this tuna. I'm out of here for the weekend. I hope you have a great weekend. If you're on the water, be safe. It's going to be hotter this weekend than it was last weekend. Be prepared for that. Sean Hannity's going to walk in here any minute and take over the microphone. He'll be here for the next 2 hours. Check your smoke detectors over the weekend and make sure your family is safe. I would appreciate that. And everyone, have a great one.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk.